As the name suggests, Die Alte Mainbrücke, the Old Main Bridge, is the oldest bridge over the River Main in Würzburg. Indeed, until 1886, it was the only one. The first documentary evidence of the Main Bridge dates from the year 1133. From time immemorial, it's provided a link between the hill on which Fortress Marienberg stands and the old part of the city. The bridge standing today was built in the late 15th century and measures over 180 meters in length. It was in the 18th century that it acquired its modern appearance with the addition of a series of Baroque statues. The figures portrayed include the three Franconian apostles, Kilian, Colman, and Totnan, and St. Burchard, the first bishop of the city. A major trade route passed over the old Main Bridge on its way from Cologne to Nuremberg and Regensburg. This brought additional traders, goods, and business to the city markets. Yet the most important factor in Würzburg's trade has always been the River Main. On the city side riverbank is the Main Wharf, the city's oldest transshipment facility. To the north, you can see the Alte Kranen, the Old Crane, a massive dock crane built by the son of the great Baroque master builder Balthasar Neumann around 1770. This was used for unloading the ships and then reloading them with new merchandise that always included not a few barrels of good Würzburg wine. The history of viniculture in and around Würzburg itself stretches back over 1,200 years, and even today the city remains the centre of Franconian wine. The city's three main wineries are the Juliusspital, the Burgerspital, and the Staatliche Hofkeller. One of the best-known vineyard sites is the Würzburger Stein, with its acres of south-facing slopes. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe greatly valued this wine. In a letter to his wife, he wrote, "Send me some more bottles of Würzburger. I have no taste for any other wine, and am churlish when my favourite drink is lacking."